Blog Talk Radio.
Internet world, welcome to The Cross in the Desert, speaking hope and freedom to Iran. I'm your host, Randy L. Noble, and I want to say thank you so much for taking time out of your busy life to join me today on the broadcast. Today is Monday, May 22nd, 2023. Just a few more days, and all of us, most all of us, hopefully, will be able to kick back, relax, barbecue, jump in the pool, have fun on Memorial Day weekend. That is coming up. And actually, the temperature is supposed to be really good. It's bordering on hot, 89 degrees, which is good swimming weather for the first official, if you will, day of summer. I cannot wait until this weekend. I am not working this Saturday. Thank the Lord for that. And vacation is coming up within the next 2 weeks, so things are looking good on my side of the microphone here in Florissant. Today, I hate to have to share tragic news from Iran. I wish there was more positive, good news that I could share with my Iranian friends, but it was this past weekend, back on May 19th, St. Louis time, if you will, that three protesters were hung in Iran. And this doesn't shock us. It doesn't surprise us. But there was a report back on May 10th from the UN Human Rights Chief entitled "Executions in Iran Must Stop." UN Human Rights Chief Volker Turk has called on authorities in Iran to halt all executions and abolish the death penalty. That was a statement was actually written on May 9th. At that time, Turk said over 10 people are being put to death each week in Iran, making it, quote, one of the world's highest executors. Since January 1st of this year, Turk went on to say at least 209 people have been executed, but that figure is likely to be higher because of the lack of government transparency. Turk noted that this number included a disproportionately high number of minorities. Well, of course, the minorities, the Baha'i faith, the Christian faith in Iran, we never know who they're putting to death next. So that was a statement just maybe a couple of weeks ago, but this past weekend, Iran executed three men it said were implicated in the deaths of three members of the security forces during anti-government protests. Now, right away, you have to understand something about the news coming out of Iran. They are so mangled and so far stretched and removed from what is true that they're trying to justify these executions. They're the highest executor in the world compared to places like China, North Korea, so forth. Now, they have to say, but you understand, these three men were not peaceful protesters. And it really doesn't matter. Again, peaceful protesters have been shot to death, executed. In my latest book with my co-author, Heather Joy, Uprising, We Are the Revolution, we go through stories. Hadas Najafi, early on in September of 2022 was shot 6 times by security forces in the city of Karaj, and all she was doing was walking down the streets with other peaceful protesters. She wasn't wearing her hijab, and that immediately made her a target. Now, she was doing this peacefully. These three men, I would be willing to bet, were involved in the protests, yes, peacefully, probably, but they're going to link them with the death of security forces to say, see, we're just following the law. Salih Mirasimi, Majid Kazemi, Saeed Yukubi were killed Friday morning. Crowds had gathered outside the prison where they were being held on Thursday night as rumors of their imminent executions were growing. Family members had stepped up a campaign over the last week to halt the executions on grounds that Iranian authorities had failed to produce definite evidence of the men's responsibility for 2 members of the military force, paramilitary force, and a law enforcement officer. This was back on November 16th. So, again, there was no concrete evidence that these three men, Salih, Majid, and Saeed, had anything to do with the 2 members of the Basiji paramilitary force and a law enforcement officer. They had nothing to do with their deaths, is what the family is saying, what their lawyers were saying. Families and supporters had been holding nightly vigils outside the prison in Isfahan in support of the 3 men who were being held inside. They were given a final meeting with their families on Wednesday, and of course they were executed early in the morning on Friday. At least 7 people, probably more, have been hanged in relation to the protest movement that swept Iran back in September when Mahsa Amini was brutally murdered. Now, the European Union has condemned the executions in the strongest possible term. It's calling on Iran once again to immediately end the strongly condemnable practice in imposing and carrying out death sentence against protesters. This continues to go on. This is an unfathomable wave of executions in Iran. Again, this is linked to the death of Mahsa Amini back on September 16th. And they continue to do this, to say to protesters, you see what's going to happen if you get involved. And they were tortured, by the way, before their execution, hanging upside down. And there was an audio message recorded in Dostgard prison by one of the protesters who was on death row. And Dostgard prison, by the way, is the place where Iranian rapper Tamuj Salehi is being tortured. He's being held in solitary. And one of the protesters that was on death row in an audio message said, I swear to God, I am innocent. I didn't have any weapons on me. They kept beating me and ordering me to say, this weapon is mine. I told them I would say whatever they wanted. Just please leave my family alone. I did whatever they wanted because of the torture. So again, this is just the standard way prisoners are tortured. They're forced to make what is called false confessions of their compliance. Now, one of the sisters of the protesters on death row said in an interview, we demand to see the evidence. They should present evidence that shows my brother was present at the time of the murder. The only evidence in this case is statements by others. One says, I heard from someone that it was Majid. And another says it was Banimi told us that Majid was there. So this is all hearsay evidence. It's not actual evidence. Part of the violence that took place, it's hearsay. They went on to say, the protesters in this audio interview, we didn't intend to cause trouble. We are neither against the supreme leadership nor anyone else. We just don't want our brother's blood to be unjustly spilled. At least 582 people were executed in Iran just last year, the highest number since 2015 and well above the 333 recorded in 2021. So this continues to go on. And these three protesters, of course, are being falsely accused of being involved in the murder of the two besieged military men and this one officer. And this is being done, of course, to put fear in the mind of other Iranians. Don't be involved in any protests. You may be next. I want to try to put a face on these protesters. I want to try to relate to you just what this horrible practice of hanging executions are like. And it was 9 years ago, there was a video on YouTube that brought home the point and the drama of what goes on in these public executions, these hangings. But I want to set this up for you. I remember one of the most dramatic scenes I've ever witnessed in a movie was the powerful, painful execution scene in the movie Braveheart. Let me try to help explain this to you. If you've never watched it, you need to. The Scottish freedom fighter William Wallace is brought before the English magistrate and tried for high treason and condemned to public torture and beheading. Now, Wallace in this scene, played by Mel Gibson, refuses to beg for mercy and submit to the king. The king is, you know, the executioner is saying to him, you know, beg for mercy, and it's all over. And he refuses. Now, the magistrate implores him one last time to beg for mercy. But instead, and it's such a powerful scene, Wallace screams the word, "Freedom!" And then he is promptly beheaded. Excuse me. Well, I was thinking of that scene when I was sitting at my computer. And sitting at my computer in the comfort of my home, thousands of miles away from Iran, I witnessed my first public execution. Now, this was not a movie like Braveheart. This was real life. Let me describe to you what I saw. Now, I know that you can't see what I'm saying, but I'm going to try to paint word pictures so you can understand what I've seen. Actually, this is from a blog I wrote, No Escape from the Hangman's Noose. I shared the video link, but since this was written so long ago, the video link is no longer available. So I'm going to do my best to convey to you in word pictures a public execution, a hanging. There's a scene with a young man, his wrists are tied. He's surrounded by two executioners wearing masks, and they're standing on a platform facing a bright spotlight in the early morning hours right before dawn. And it's in an undisclosed location, but it's in Iran. And you can hear it, in the crowd of people, two filmmakers are heard discussing amongst themselves what this man must be feeling as he's being prepared to have a noose fitted around his neck. Now, it's one thing to see the two executioners, and of course they're wearing masks, so you can't identify them. You see the person who's about to be executed. He's got his wrists bound. And then you have these filmmakers in the video, in the background. You can hear them discussing, wow, what is he feeling as he's being prepared to have this noose fitted around his neck. Now, everything is kind of quiet, and then all of a sudden, the drama begins. This victim is fighting for his life, and now he begins to cry out in Farsi for his mother, begging to see her for the last time. Obviously, he was not given a last visit with her. He was just sent to the gallows. And as he's being marched to the noose, he's crying out, "Mother, mother, mother, mother," for the last time. And what is so horrendous in this video, you can hear the frightening wails of the mother in the audience, begging, just begging to hug her son for the last time. Can you imagine that? You're there. You didn't get to say goodbye to your son. He's being hauled away to the gallows, to the noose, and then he breaks into this cry for his mother. And she, you can hear it in the video. You can't actually see her, but you can hear her crying out, wanting to hug her son for the last time. But of course, her demands fall on deaf ears. The executioners refuse this last man's request. So you may think, well, okay, that's the end of it, right? They're just going to take him away and hang him. But no, things get even more dramatic in this video. In desperation, they won't grant him his last request. This prisoner, he pushes over the stool that he's going to stand on to be executed. And they have a stool there. They hoist him up on the stool, obviously. Then they will kick the stool out, and he will hang. But he comes up to the stool, and he kicks it over. He pushes it over. And then, in another frenzied moment, he kicks the men surrounding them. So this man is desperate. He not only kicks the stool, but now he's kicking the men. He's trying his best in his restraints to escape the fate that's awaiting him. Now, there's a struggle. There are screams. There are shouts from the crowd. And finally, to help out these executioners, several other men rush to the platform to subdue the prisoner. And finally, they assist him up on the stool. They manage to restrain him. And they manage to somehow get this man up on the stool and tie the noose around his neck and then quickly pull it out from beneath him. In other words, kicking the stool. This is so difficult to watch. This is a man fighting for his life. Now, they've managed to get him up on the stool, to kick the stool out, and he's struggling there, struggling for a few seconds to survive and breathe, dangling helplessly in the air. And then suddenly his body goes limp. And he's obviously dead. I will never forget the haunting sounds that followed this execution. You can hear cheers and praises from the audience, not delighting in the execution, but rather expressing their relief that his soul can finally rest. He's no longer suffering. Well, I sat very quietly at my computer finishing the video. I was silently weeping. I was totally numb from what I had just witnessed. And I felt guilty that I could not say or do something to just prevent this horrible tragedy. The painful reality of what his mother just witnessed gripped my soul with feelings of grief and outrage. Can you imagine this? This is 9 years ago. This woman probably has nightmares continually. She saw this with her own eyes. She witnessed the death of her son. And I'm sure she never has gotten over that. Then, as I reflected on this video, I remembered the last death cry made by William Wallace in Braveheart, freedom. Now, at the time that this execution took place, Rouhani was kind of the new president. He had taken office that past, he had been elected, if you will, that past August. And there at that time had been over 385 executions. Starting in 2013, there were at least 557 of them publicly hanged. It's a cleansing of the prisoner population. These helpless prisoners, like the three that were just executed this past Friday, suffer not only serious health problems because they're not given any medical aid, they're not given any proper representation, any fair trials, and sometimes they spend years enduring torture before they're finally executed. And after witnessing this first public execution I've ever seen, you know, I am more committed than ever to continue speaking out and to pray for these victims of injustice. Let me just say to you, to watch another human being dangling helplessly in the air with a noose around his neck is horrifying and demands a response and outrage against injustices. I cannot just sit by and be silent. I wish you could see this video. It's been taken off YouTube since then. It's very graphic. I've done the best I can to explain it to you. But I'm telling you, it forever changed my life. It will forever change your life. You'll never be the same. And if you've ever seen anything like this, and you decide to become a voice for these helpless, innocent protesters in Iran, then it is a good thing. You know, the Bible says, Proverbs 31, verse 8, speak up for those who cannot speak up for themselves. Ensure, that is, make certain justice is for those being crushed. Proverbs 31, verse 8. I have a song I want to play now from a Christian rock band named Disciple. And it is a song of hope in the midst of the evil we're witnessing. It's a song called Someday. Let's listen.
There are days when all the color turns gray, and it feels like there's no solace from the pain. I'm on my knees asking for a reason why, but the answers all seem miles and miles away. We are all designed to hope, built to love for something more. So I will hold on, hold on, we will overcome. Someday, we will rise.
Powerful song of hope that is Disciple, Someday. I just want to quote from the lyrics. Someday we will rise above the pain of this world. Someday the grave and death will lose their stay. Someday there will be no more tears and no more shame, and all our scars will fade away. Only love will remain. Someday. I realize this is forward-looking, and it doesn't exactly deal with the hurt, the trauma, and the pain right now, but for those of us who know the Lord, we know that Revelation chapter 21, verses 3 through 5 says, God will wipe the tears from our eyes. There will be no more sorrow, nor death, nor pain. That is a promise that we can rely on. I just ask that you please join me in praying for the family members and friends of these three innocent protesters whose life was tragically cut short under a dictatorship government that doesn't allow freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of art, freedom of expression, freedom. That's who we are here in the USA. And that's why I do what I do in speaking out and praying for Iran, because someday there's going to be a new Iran. I know that God has promised us that. And so thank you so much for joining me this morning. Please share this podcast on your Facebook page. Let's bring attention to what's going on in Iran. God bless you. I will see you again.